to keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Frantically jotting some notes to self. Oh yeah. So my brain is free associating like crazy. Anyway, so we're on the phones. Welcome back to the top of the second hour of today's broadcast. It's Thursday, March 28th, 2019. We're on the phones. We have Fred in Iowa on the line. Fred, National Bugle Radio with Patrick Slattery, 325, you said Mark Collette, Brexit, NWO stuff, and yesterday Dr. Judy Wood, and what were the 3 points that you recapped?
Well, maybe I better stick to that right now. Dr. Judy Wood, and how, you know, as an engineer and a scientist and many fields, and how, you know, to analyze a problem to get to the fact, you've got to, and it's difficult, but you've got to keep an open mind and, you know, let the facts lead you. Now, with people don't read much anymore. And as an example, when I read the Bible, and I can't see very well anymore, it might take me one heck of a long time to read a page in the Bible, because I have to stop and cogitate and think about it and analyze it and let the thoughts go through my mind. And that's good. And I don't read so much anymore, but I think I'm an audio person. And, you know, this old saying about, well, when you, on the written word or whatever it is, a book, or read between the lines. Well, I always say, listen between the words when somebody's talking. If you listen long enough, people will tell you whether they know it or not, where they're coming from. And even a psychopath has difficulty in hiding what his thoughts are and his motives, and where he's going and how he's to manipulate people. But talking about solutions, first of all, you have to have the guts and the courage to face the crap in this world. But yesterday I wanted to talk about these 18-year-olds, and they can't go to Burger King or McDonald's or the mall anymore. And that might be a good thing, because I've been watching the Idiot Box, I'll call it the Propaganda Box, for the last 3 months. And the young people, 16, even kids, and the millennials, they're so turned on and worried about climate change. Well, I can see that they could have an interest and a care for that, because they're young people, and that's how will the world be when they're in their 30s, 40s, 50s, or 60s. Mm-hmm. But, my God, at a very, very young age, you can be very intelligent, but you still need the maturity of time and age to gather knowledge and analyze things. But here's what I would say about flu shots and vaccine shots. Well, 3 or 4 years ago and up to this point, I have talked to 800 or 1,000 or 1,100 people. That's what you can do as a solution. Talk to people about it, and don't be afraid of people who think you're an ass or whatever. And you have the cream of the crop in listeners. And if these listeners, and instead of talking to you all the time, I mean continue on calling in, but talk to people on the street, in the store, or talk to your family about GMO foods and these flu shots. Well, I'll tell you, just watching the Idiot Box the last 3 months, people are becoming aware of vaccine shots. And also, people are really becoming aware of GMO foods and Archer Daniels, Midland, and glyphosate and all that. And here in Iowa, and not only Iowa, but all over the country, people are putting in gardens, and they're trying to grow their own healthy food. And it is growing. Now, how that has happened is people talking to people face to face. So if we want some solutions, get off your butt and even get off the radio a little bit and go out and talk to people. And if they want to kick you in the rear end, so be it. But yeah. I think that covers it for me right now. And you're doing a hell of a job, buddy. And I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. Thank you, Fred. Appreciate it as always. Absolutely. And, you know, I was sort of reflecting on the same sentiments there at the end of what Fred said yesterday. And the transient nature of relationships these days, which is sort of an oxymoron, versus, you know, friends from childhood, friends from youth, or long-term, you know, life friends. How many friends does one have over the course of a lifetime? People who really sort of pontificate on that would say you are a most fortunate, blessed individual if you had five friends throughout your whole life, because, you know, they're hard to come by, basically. And so to have the courage to live by one's convictions, you know, in the sense that Fred is talking about, and to go out and talk to people about it, not in a mean way, obviously, or in a, you know, provocateur sort of way, but just to, you know, share things as one sees them, and to be able to discuss subject matter openly, you know, and to make friends for a lifetime, that's important, and it provides an anchor. And, you know, speaking of that, again, this is what, for just as an example, this is what the Afghani folks have been vilified for in the Western press. Oh, they're tribal. You know, and what we have today in tribal identity politics is conflated with that. These folks who grow up together in a village, they know each other, they've known each other from birth, they trust one another because they've known each other forever, they know this person didn't slip off somewhere to, you know, a school for the Americas, and then to school of the Americas off to some other, you know, training camp in the borderlands of, you know, wherever, and then to here and to there to be infected with some ideological mind virus, basically. And that's been vilified, you know. Oh, how savage of them, how unsophisticated and uncivilized that they don't, you know, have a bigger view of the world. Well, it works pretty well for them in a general sense, setting aside the the virus of radical Islam. And that gets into other subject matter. Again, I'll probably try to dive into the actual mechanics. I sort of touched on that in yesterday's National Intel Report, but just the broader mechanics of the sort of outworking of these things, like hybrid warfare, unconventional war, color revolution, irregular war, you know, asymmetric, all that kind of stuff, guerrilla warfare, the things that are happening that people don't realize because there are no shots being fired, there are no missiles being launched, nothing's being blown up in a physical sense. So anyway, it's important to know those things. There was that article. I don't have it at my fingertips. Maybe I can find it, like in the break or something, and I'll include that if I find it. But these calls, USA Today yesterday, I saw this article speaking of what Fred said. You know, you need time and experience. Although the, you know, caveat to that is when you have a society at a certain level of intelligence, when the rising tide has raised all ships, so to speak, to a certain point, then, you know, a 12-year-old like David Farragut can command naval forces like he did, Admiral David Farragut, or Thomas Jefferson can run the family farm of 2,500 acres as a young teen. So that's the counterpoint, but obviously that's predicated on the background that individuals like Admiral David Farragut and Thomas Jefferson had, background of knowledge. And so, you know, you juxtapose that with USA Today yesterday, lower the voting age, let more teens shape the future. It's their planet on the line. And that just, you know, gets to the heart, I think, of what Fred is saying. These people, sure, it's great to give young people that opportunity, but they don't have the background of knowledge and experience. They need to, you know, getting back to that Hoover quote, you know, they need to, first of all, everyone's been lulled to sleep. I dare say they don't have an awareness of the danger afoot. The same danger that John Adams wrote about in his dissertation on the canon and feudal law. Settled design on foot to enslave all America. So, first they need to be equipped with that. Yes, give them the opportunity to shape the future, but it should be predicated on a solid foundation of knowledge, including the awareness of danger that, as Hoover said, is the first requisite if one is to combat the danger with any degree of effectiveness. There is a danger. Even if you just call it ideological, even if you, again, Hayek's Road to Serfdom, it happens in society. How does it happen? It's been documented time and time again. Hayek's Road to Serfdom is one of my favorite documentations of it. And, you know, in contrast to that, you have, you know, 2 Timothy chapter 3, ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth, kind of never building on it. Certainly what Jaron Lanier refers to when he talks about neoteny. There is the sort of tabula rasa concept. I know that Larkin Texas has mentioned that a million years ago. He put that on his website, tabula rasa, you know, the blank slate, basically. And so even the animal kingdom is born with certain latent knowledge, including the awareness of danger, by the way. But that's conditioned out of us from you know, before birth, literally from the womb. And Daniel 12, obviously, you know, people will be going to and fro and knowledge will be increased. Think about that. You combine Daniel 12 with 2 Timothy chapter 3. Knowledge will increase, but people are always learning, never come to the knowledge of the truth. That sounds like the internet to me. And so, in stark contrast, that's what's happening now. It's the orchestrated deconstruction of the intellect and intellectual, you know, over generations, and to, you know, burn the stack down to the rails, so to speak, in technological terms. You get down to the rails and then you can just build anything you want. And, you know, again, I included that sort of concept in yesterday's National Intel Report archives, the distinction between who we used to be as a nation versus who I think we should still be or strive to be. And even if we weren't, then it's still an ambitious undertaking worth, I think, embarking on. So who old school bad guys want us to think we are? Global citizens thinking globally and acting locally, technocratic things in the internet of things, worker bees in the hive, transhumanist to posthumanist singularity / pre-trib loving Fukuyamites, administrative state fourth branch amendment 14 United States citizens, those kinds of things, you know. And the global warming hoax, you know, I'll just call it the threat of global warming that was cooked up. Kids, young people need to know about that. Is there a problem? Is there a concern? Well, Revelation 11:18 tells us about those, the destroyers of the earth. So yeah, I think there is a correlation, but it's not who and what we're led to believe. And it's certainly not for the surreptitious pretext of, you know, for who and what we're led to believe. So I think those are key points of understanding, and I hope the young people who maybe hear this and are not aware will look into those things for themselves and see the little coterie of individuals who cooked up the threat of global warming scheme. Anyway, back to the phones quickly. Chance in West Virginia, right?
Yes. Hello, Chris.
Welcome. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Chris, Fred brought up a couple of very good points, and I'd like to take it in a slightly different direction. He's right that people don't read much anymore. The books I've mentioned to you could be over the head of a lot of people, especially nowadays when they're bombarded with all these chemicals and things in the air and the food. So I try to cut people slack. But he made a point where he said, read, stop, think about it, compare, read it slowly, especially for people who are starting out trying to make sense of this. It could really blow their mind. Because a lot of these books could be over their head, and they're not used to researching and studying and really analyzing things. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That sounds condescending, but I can say
no,
from my own
experience. No, I don't mean to sound condescending.
No, I know you don't.
I'm trying
Hold on,
to encourage
let me
people.
Finish. Let me finish. Hold on. I'm not saying that that's what you mean. I'm saying to the average person that could sound condescending, but from my own experience, and I've mentioned it more than once, I've mentioned it a few times, I remember my experience was being in the mortgage industry, reading a report from the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, and thinking to myself, this seems to be saying something. It seems like basically an admission of guilt. And they're saying, the system we created is going to collapse. And if you guys, you know, you shouldn't be involved in it. If you are, you know, shame on you. It's your fault. We warned you in advance. And I gave that report to friends I thought were more astute than I, And I got the usual sort of dismissal, markets are cyclical, blah, blah, blah.
Could you hold me over?
I will, absolutely. But the point, well, I'll mention the point on the other side of this break, and we'll get back to that thought. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. So, my own experience, Chance, your remarks, you know, I was saying that some folks might think they're condescending, but I can
attest. No, if I may clarify
yeah,
for a minute.
Let me finish first. Let me finish my thought. Mm-hmm. So, my own experience is that quite literally, basically, reading a report, I felt like it was supposed to say something to me. I remember distinctly feeling like and kind of saying to myself, I feel like I should be getting something from this, but I feel like I can't think. And I remember feeling like basically a 98-pound weakling mentally speaking, and thinking, how is this possible? Because I was not, you know, I was always a person that read and so on, but not obviously encouraged to develop my own faculties of critical thinking in particular. And so that started this quest to basically build those muscles mentally and discipline myself in the sort of context that I mentioned from J. Edgar Hoover's quote from Communist New Look back in 1956 about, you know, the American citizen must hew a line to a line comprised of a little skepticism, a lot of knowledge, monumental faith, and an everlasting desire to get to the facts. Did this person really say that? Where? How can I verify that for myself? What is at the bottom of all of this? And just being diligent and unrelenting, for lack of a better word. And yesterday I mentioned, you know, we talk about Bill Cooper's quote, listen to everyone, read everything, believe nothing unless you can prove it in your own research. And so I can attest to, in my own experience, literally thinking to myself, I feel like I can't think, which was a very humbling sort of feeling.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's the point I was going to make. The last thing I want to do is sound condescending to anybody, especially when they need encouragement to set their mind free from what's happening here. Because I've noticed with myself, as I'm aging, I'm at that AARP age, okay? Reading and retaining memory, I've noticed, is a little bit harder. I try, you know, I could attribute that to getting older, or I could say, well, wait a minute, maybe there's another factor that's coming into play, because we're being bombarded with so many things. So I try to cut some slack when it comes to other people also, because we are being bombarded with chemicals. This must have an effect on our memory, on our retaining memory and everything. And this is why I stated, Fred brought up the point, because I find myself doing that. And it is a good habit while you're reading. Read it, especially things that may be complicated and hard to understand, such as the books I've mentioned. It's not easy to comprehend. You have to fall into that reading pattern that Fred said. Especially now, when the kids in school aren't being taught the right things, it's harder, I would imagine, for them to study and to retain what's important and to make sense of it all. That's the point I was trying to make.
Absolutely.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, speaking of all of that, there are so many things that conspire. I mean, I've talked about how, you know, just as a couple of examples, and we'll probably have to continue this on the other side of the break, but Dr. Dimitri Christakis has talked about how all of this media and stuff is actually destroying young people's minds, and it literally is a factor in the physical formation of their brain, and it shuts down certain parts of their brain when they're playing these games, or they have the baby Einstein stuff that's pushed as a good thing. You have all of that. You have the, you know, the video games, all of this entertainment stuff, and the rapid frame rate has been proven by pediatricians like Dr. Dimitri Christakis to be deleterious to young people's minds in a permanent sense. So there's what I call the four horsemen of the health apocalypse: GMO, glyphosate, vaccines, and dirty power, which conspire to cause things like autism, how ironic, or the the power issue, the way that all of those four horsemen can destroy your eyesight and things. So absolutely. I couldn't agree with your points more. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Thursday, March 28th, 2019. And I couldn't agree more with your point. These sort of environmental forces that conspire against the individual. And, when I had Dave Stetzer on, was that last week, the 20th, and I threw in a bunch of 72 of the chronic illnesses that people experience, and it includes things like, you know, lack of concentration and stuff like that, that these environmental forces are basically conspiring to cause in the individual. And you sort of compare that with Dr. Dimitri Christakis' findings from a very early age, and the TED Talk will include it. Maybe we'll even play a little bit of it in this broadcast. It's great. We should play it often. But it was this TEDx Rainier talk titled Dimitri Christakis, Media and Children. That was back in 2011. But you compare that with what, here's what the research that pediatricians and neuroscientists have done that tells us these things are actually harmful. And you wonder, how do we get here? And we could talk conspiratorial, but I would just go to Steve Jobs on John Sculley, basically, and how he talked about how the salespeople, sales and marketing types, the Bernaysian crowd, gets promoted to the top because, I mean, obviously the bottom line is what matters. And so product folks, safety folks, nah, we don't want to hear from you. Sales and marketing, good for the bottom line. They get promoted, and then you couple that with Kevin Dutton's The Wisdom of Psychopaths nonsense, and here we are. You know, from a very pedestrian sort of perspective, we could argue that, let alone the conspiratorial angle. So, yeah, I agree with what you're saying, Chance. Absolutely.
And this is why I admire you guys on the network for your patience, because knowing all these things, you go through a plethora of emotions.
Absolutely.
Anger, depression, you're wondering if you're getting through to people, you're shunned, so many things. And I'm a very impatient person, but I'm learning that it's so much to handle that you have to be patient with people.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard. This is why I admire all you guys. And I'm getting there. Because I realize there's no other way but to be patient. There's no other way because it's too much to handle.
Yeah. I can relate to what you're saying. As the saying goes, I resemble that remark. And, you know, I wouldn't say I'm impatient so much as I don't suffer fools and foolishness well, but then we need to really define terms. And what one person might call foolishness, another person might call naivete and ignorance or lack of knowledge, and typically through no fault of their own, which sort of, I think, echoes what you're saying.
Yeah. And I, of course, I don't cast my pearls before a swine anymore.
Yeah.
I'm more discreet because I'm a little more patient. I just move on. But I still admire what all your hosts on that network. You guys deserve a lot of credit. You guys deserve a lot of credit, and I hope you're making an impact, and I hope I'm making an impact on some people. We all do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as far as I can tell, you guys certainly are.
Well, I think that, you know, as you look around on the landscape, RBN is, you know, a beacon on a hill, and there aren't many beacons floating around these days. There are a few, but seems like we lose more than we gain. I hope I'm wrong. And I hope that's just, you know, a myopic perspective on my part. I hope I'm wrong about that. And
well,
I hope you're right.
I guess that depends on a lot of environmental factors, too. What it boils down to, and this is what I meant, I've noticed with me, and I try to attribute it to age. You know, you notice little changes in yourself, retaining memory, things like this. And then I also wonder if it could be, like I said, outside things outside my control, like chemicals in the air and the food that you're ingesting, for lack of a better word, or whatever, that could be having an effect.
Mm-hmm.
It's something to ponder. But the last thing I would do is discourage people from waking up. You know, you can't get discouraged and you can't lose patience. And you're hearing this from a man who has less patience than probably anybody you've ever spoke to. But it's a lesson learned, even at my age. Okay, yeah. Chris, keep up the good work now. Thank you.
Thank you, Chance. I appreciate it, as always. Appreciate the call. And, you know, that's, I hope if this broadcast does anything, at least it does that. It's an opportunity for us to, you know, talk quietly amongst ourselves, to commiserate, to sort of compare notes, and as I said recently, to sort of stave off and forestall or whatever the gaslighting, because it is real. In fact, speaking of that, I just saw an article, And, you know, this to me I would call hardcore propaganda. Where is that? Basically teaching kids, I think I know where that is. Teaching kids that gaslighting is a cool thing. What is it? For those who don't know, what is, that sounds interesting. That's a cool buzz term. You know what? Maybe I should find out about that. Maybe I should do that. Gaslighting my parents is cool. Let me see if I can find that real quick. And then we'll go back to the phones in 1 second. It's a trending article, actually. And where is that? Saw that yesterday. I might have to come back to that. I swear I could have sworn I could put my finger on it. Maybe not. Yeah, something's wrong with my browser. It's not letting me search. That's interesting. Don't know why. But, yeah, that was an article that I saw yesterday. That it's fun to, there's some kind of thing going around now that it's fun to gaslight your parents, but I don't think that it's actually that. I think it's one of those fun things that's sort of designed to get kids looking into gaslighting and then doing it because it's fun, never mind the fact that it's being done to them, and so that's, it's just a way of normalizing that. Anyway, you know, hopefully you understand what I'm saying. Back to the phones. Bob in North Carolina, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you for allowing me to speak. If you would, please, all due respect, as we said, we love you, brother. But I do think that what you said earlier, but lies by omission does equal false context. Mm-hmm. And my point here would be that we cry about socialism when it comes, to U.S. citizens being helped out or somewhat subsidized, but when it comes to subsidized corporate cartels, we say nothing. For instance, the debate about taxes and the budget, you might look up SB 608, the budget for 2020 fiscal year. So, for instance, let's just take a couple states and let's talk about the regressive taxation that is applied towards Americans. Some states have zero tax, state tax, but yet you will pay, for instance, let's take Tennessee as an example, which is probably one of the better examples that isn't so regressive on the people of the state. For instance, Tennessee's poorest pay 20%, the poorest 20% pay 10.1% tax, the middle class pays 8.4%, and the 1% pay 3%. South Dakota, where there's a lot of fracking going on, the poor pay 11.3%, the upper 1% pay 1.8%. Not to mention FICA taxes, Social Security, Medicaid. So I'm not trying to defend Bernie Sanders. I'm not trying to defend AOC at all. Like I said, I don't really have a political home. What I'm trying to do here is perhaps tell you about something many of your listeners don't understand. For instance, are you familiar with a taxation program called ITEP, I-T-E-P?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The Industrial Tax Exemption Program. Let's take the state of Louisiana, for instance, a zip code that has some of the richest and poorest people in one zip code, all right? So what they do is they allow a bunch of boss hogs, state board of level board of power, to control all taxing authority. They grant exemptions to local entities to pay taxes, and therefore your police are not funded, your school's not funded. Many of the programs that help out people because of corporate capitalism have not been helped out, and they're left to wither on the vine. And infant mortality is at the highest rate, yet they have number one corporate subsidies that amounts to almost $3,000 per capita. 80% of those, it goes to this ITIP program, okay? It is the largest corporate subsidy program in the country. Mm-hmm. People could go to Motley Fool and just look up taxes on the poor. you know, many states have no refundable credit for state taxes that they pay. My state, North Carolina, does not allow that. Louisiana is number one in salt production, number two in sugar, number three in rice, number one and two in direct foreign investment. They have more pipelines than any other state. They're number three in chemicals, and a lot of methane is pumped into our atmosphere, which causes global warming. Or, well, it actually does add to vapor. So they're number one in ports, number two in crude refining, number four in natural gas. Yet none of the benefits are given to the people who live there. So the Afghanistanization of Louisiana has happened, but don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. Talk about crazy socialists, right? And if you would listen to Bernie Sanders offend the fiscal 2020 budget, I mean, they're taking $845 billion from Medicare. He cuts 1.5, these are over 10 years, $1.5 trillion from Medicaid. Social Security cuts of $25 billion, yet the Department of Defense gets an extra $25 billion, amounting to $750 billion. Actually, now it's $816 billion over 10 years. Medicaid pays for two-thirds of all nursing homes in the United States, plus health care. Senior citizens with serious medical problems, Alzheimer's, people been ruined and hurt by vaccines and drugs, are left to wither on the vine, and then the right-wing conservatives point at people like Bernie Sanders, and they're never allowed to have a voice. Yeah, some of it is crazy. It would be really easy to take a small portion of 1% of the crazies and promote them as, oh, look at who they are. And that's all I hear on right-wing radio. And trust me, buddy, I've been listening for years and years and years and years and years. Okay, I don't disagree with some of what you say.
Have you listened to what I've said about Fordism, for example?
Forwardism? I don't like ism.
Ford. F-O-R-D. Ism. Fordism.
No, you know, I'm going to tell you this. Half of the things that you mentioned, for instance, briefly earlier, you mentioned terms that a lot of people aren't familiar with. It makes you sound really intellectual and well-read, but it doesn't help anybody understand what's really happening or make your point valuable.
Well, let me respond to that for a minute. Hold on. I listened to you at length. Now listen to me for a moment, please.
You asked me a question.
There is the argument from time to time that maybe we should dumb things down, and that's been done for us for a long time, without getting off into that diatribe. My question would be, where does that end? And so I'm not trying to sound erudite. I'm not. I'm not trying to sound intelligent or intellectual or well-read. Getting back to what Chance was saying and me sharing my experience, I remember the feeling of feeling like I can't think. There's something. I was astonished. It was very humbling. And in that experience, you know, you come across the founding friends, as Jim in Illinois would call them. And, you know, I remember just, you know, you read Thomas Jefferson, doesn't make any sense. Sounds like Greek to me. And then at a certain point, the connections start to come together after a certain amount of diligence is applied over time. And Reagan's Time for Choosing, for example, was a pivotal moment. And that expression, this is the last stand on earth, this idea that government is beholden to the people, that it has no other source of power except to sovereign people, is still the newest and most unique idea in all the long history of man's relation to man. And he said that was the Goldwater presidential campaign trail in 64. He said, this is the issue of this election, but it's the issue whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves. And that resonated for me, and it echoed back to John Adams, for example. There's something very unnatural and odious in a government a thousand leagues off, a whole government of our own choice, managed by persons whom we love, revere, and confide in, has charms in it for which men will fight. And if you go back to the beginnings of Road Warrior Radio, I've always espoused, in that sense, the view of Jefferson saying, if we feel the people are not able to exercise their control, so if it's a government of the people, by the people, for the people, if we feel them not able to exercise their control with a wholesome discretion, the remedy is not to take it from them, but to inform their discretion. And to do that, we can't dumb things down. We have to go the other direction. And it's always been an effort on this broadcast to encourage folks to reach higher, which I think is sort of the spirit of the remarks of, you know, Fred in Iowa, Chance in West Virginia. And that's the whole impetus there. It's not to sound smart. It's to help folks and encourage them to reach higher.
Had you asked me about Ford's economic system that he speaking of, I would have known. But when you say something like an ism, Fordism, no, I don't. And I don't see how going back to an era of mercantilism has anything to do contemporaneously with what I just asked you about.
Let me just pause for a moment. I don't know why you're shouting at me, but I wish you'd stop shouting at me, Bob. You don't need to shout at me. We're just having a conversation. I'm listening.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not a glib, slow-talking personality, okay? We're all different.
Well, if that's what I am, if I'm a glib, slow-talking personality, oh, well, so be it. Anyway, not saying that's what you're saying. I'm just having a little fun. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Final segment of the second hour of today's broadcast is Thursday, March 28th, 2019. It's interesting, you know. I mean, I what you're saying, Bob, I mean, we've had this conversation before. I try to go out of my way sometimes to address the issues that you're talking about. And it's interesting that you don't speak about me specifically. You talk about, you talk in general terms, but we're here talking, and I do address the things you're talking about. Fordism specifically, there's the site SenseAgent I've recommended as a resource, and from the, you know, the first, like the beginning description of Fordism from the SenseAgent site, it says Fordism, named after Henry Ford, is a model, a modern economic and social system based on industrial mass production. The concept is used in various social theories about production and related socioeconomic phenomena. So it's broader than just an economic system. That's kind of one of the big points. But it says it has varying but related meanings in different fields, as well as for Marxist and non-Marxist scholars. In a Fordist system, so Marxist and non-Marxist, that's an interesting. And then from there, you know, you quickly bump into or up against cultural Marxism, which we've obviously seen on the rise in America since the introduction of the Fordist system anyway. In a Fordist system, the worker is paid relatively high wages in order to buy large quantity of products turned out in mass production, which sounds like big box stores, you know, Costco, Walmart, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's bigger than just an economic system. And using terms like Fordism is not a way to, you know, hang things over people's heads, but again, to try to encourage folks in the sense that Chance and I were discussing, to go find out for themselves and to get to the bottom of things for themselves if they feel so inclined. And, you know, speaking of this conversation, I saw an article, CBS News, yesterday, a couple of days ago, minimum wage would be $33 today. $33 an hour if it grew like Wall Street bonuses have. So there's that issue. There's that in the discussion. We don't have capitalism. We have Fordism. We've had it for a long time. That's a big, one of the big variants of crony capitalism that we have. Hold on. The other point about what you're saying, where it seems like you're extolling the virtues of socialists and socialism, gotta comment on that too, and maybe we can talk about that when we come back. Third hour coming up, folks. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.